OKRs and impact? Okay. Welcome to episode 8 of the Responsible Business Cookbook. In an earlier episode of the cookbook, we discussed the idea of impact. Creating a positive impact for all stakeholders is the point of responsible business. We also discussed a couple of new terms. The first is the hierarchy of strategic intent, which some call strategic pillars. The second is the circle of strategic management, which is the tactical application of the hierarchy of strategic intent. In this episode, we'll discuss the jet fuel of responsible business, objectives and key results, or OKRs. OKRs produce impact and remind us that the purpose isn't the plan, the purpose is the purpose. Objectives and Key Results is a framework in which you set goals, align your organization, fuel performance, and cultivate agency, ownership, accountability, and continuous improvement. OKRs can apply to every aspect of responsible business, from people, planet, profit, ethics, and equity, and they are the engine of the circle of strategic management. Recall that mission aligns with vision, and that vision reflects purpose. It follows, then, that objectives align with the hierarchy of strategic management. John Doerr, a former Intel employee and venture capitalist, introduced the OKR framework to Google management. Google wanted to scale, but maintain focus and agility. The company took on the OKR framework passionately and set ambitious goals to drive innovation and align teams at every level. Since then, OKRs have gained popularity with companies like Spotify, LinkedIn, Airbnb, and others, thanks in part to Doerr's book, Measure What Matters. Objectives should be ambitious. In fact, they should be a stretch and inspirational and measurable. And objectives require tactics to produce key results. Let's say your objective is to see Shakespeare's Othello at the Globe Theater in London, where Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart will play the lead roles. You live in San Jose, California. What key results would you need to realize your objective? You need a ticket to the play, a plane ticket, and a bed and breakfast in London. Tactics is how you'd make those key results happen. Key results are specific, achievable, and time-bound metrics. Metrics, standards against which measurements indicate progress, are the path to achieving objectives. Metrics can be percentages, numerical targets, or milestones. The magic of OKRs is that they're applicable throughout the organization. When OKRs cascade, in OKR parlance, throughout an organization, top-level strategic, team, and individual employee objectives align. Periodic reviews are vital for reporting and monitoring progress, discussing challenges and opportunities, and changing course if necessary. The cadence of periodic reviews can be every Monday morning, monthly, or quarterly, whatever you like. Implementing OKRs takes understanding, time, effort, patience, and collaboration. But once you initiate the practice and get the cadence down, the framework promises tangible results and impact. OKRs serve as the basis of the circle of strategic management. OKRs fuel performance, empower teams, and foster organizational accountability. OKRs, through regular reviews and reflection, encourage a culture of learning and continuous improvement. Thanks for listening. Kelly O'Brien.